Oh, but somebody say, I'm looking to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of my faith. I can't let that go. I'm sorry. He's the author and the finisher. You can put your hope in stuff if you want to, and let's see how far that's going to get you. You can put your hope in man if you want to. Let's see how far that gets you. But he's the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the first and the last. He is my everything. Look at somebody and say, he's my everything. He's my everything. He's my everything. When the systems of this earth fail, Jesus is still on the throne. He is my everything. Clap your hands in this building, because Jesus is your everything. My everything, my God. Okay, so somebody say, he's my everything. He is the living word. He is a promise keeper. He is God. He is the I am. He is the I am, Sister Angie. He is the I am. He is the I am. It is so good for us to be here today. He is the I am. He's the I am that I am. He's a responsible God. We have an irresponsible government, but he's a responsible God. He's a considerate God. He's the God that promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He is God. Amen. Feelings lie, but his word does not. Feelings lie. Look at somebody and say, your feelings will lie to you. Come on. Tell them real strong. Say, your feelings will lie to you, but his word never fails. Just wave your hands, because his word is everlasting to everlasting. I can depend on God. There's a song that says, through the storm and through the rain, can depend on God. Glory to God. Amen. Galatians, I want us to go to Galatians 6 today. I can depend on him. I can rely on him. Oh, yes, God. I feel his presence in here today. Amen. I feel him. I feel him. Galatians 6, forgive us, we were a little late starting today. Amen. We were not here. We haven't been here since Dunamis. Amen. So there were some kinks we had to work out. And so forgive us for praise and worship. Amen. But they still press through. Come on, let's give God a praise for our praise and worship team. They still press through. Things happen. It's life. But when that thing is in you for real, you know how to maneuver through moments. Somebody say amen. Amen. But we are grateful to be here today. Glory to God. I'm encouraged, saints. I am encouraged because God is not a man. And not only is he not a man, but he can't lie. Amen. Galatians 6, and we're going to read the ninth verse. And I'm really trying not to pass out, because when you are reminded of the promise of the Lord over your life, it don't matter how you feel. It don't even matter how it looks. Somebody say, I've got a word over my life. Do you have a word over your life? Do you have any affirmations over your, do you read your Bible? Somebody say, I've got a word over my life. I know you fighting for it. I know you fighting for the future. But can I tell you, you've got a over your life at the gates of hell. I said, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Somebody say, I've got a word over my life. Oh yeah. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the word that's over your life.
Somebody ought to take off running for what's about to happen in your life in the next 30 Jesus, yes, it is Jesus.
Every hand lifted in this room. Every hand lifted. Every hand lifted. Every hand lifted in the room. Every hand lifted in the room. There is a demonic spirit that has been released in the land to disturb the peace of the righteous. But the Lord said, I give you peace today. Every hand lifted in this room. There is a demand for consecration in this season. Too much of your flesh is alive. Too much of the kohoto horebeke. Too much of you is alive. Kill it, says God, before it destroys your life. Kill it, put it on the altar before it destroys divine relationships. Kill it. For I am calling my people to a season of fasting and prayer. Pick back up your moaning. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick it up. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick back up your sincerity. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick it back up. Pick back up your humility. Take on the posture of fasting and prayer. Consecrate yourselves. I'll do wonders amongst you, but you must consecrate yourselves. Consecrate, consecrate, consecrate. And in this consecration, I will take off layers. Layers, layers, and I will cause you to ascend into dimensions of my spirit. Some of you are not whole simply because you're looking for people and things to do for you, only what God can do. But as you take on the spirit of fasting and prayer, there's a wholeness that shall come. There's a recalibration of the mind and the soul that shall come. And there is a prosperity that will meet you on the other side of consecration. Ready yourselves, Dominion, partners, friends, visitors, ready yourselves. For the Lord shows me even now, I had a vision the other day, but even now, what's about to happen, one of the things that's getting ready to happen in America, it's going to be sickness like you've never seen. But this time, many people won't have the insurance and the money to get treated. And because of that, there will be a demand for miracles. Hear me. A lot of this medication and stuff that y'all are getting right now, because you have insurance, watch in 2026, some of that stuff is not going to be available. You're going to have to pay out of pocket. Watch, I'll tell you. There is coming a demand for the miracle ministry. You're talking about the spirit of the lunatic and the maniac. Watch until 2026 when people can't get that medication. Some people can't function without it. But in 2026, some people will not have the funds to get their medication. The spirit of the maniac and the lunatic is going to be on an all-time high. There will be a desperate need for miracles. Hear me. When I say I'm talking about a desperate need. A desperate need. Some people with doctorate degrees will be unemployed because even right now they are training robots to take the place of human doctors. Ain't nobody about to be safe. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how many degrees you have, and all of that is amazing. But there will be a demand for miracles. I keep telling y'all, the Lord showed me America looking like what? A jungle. How many of y'all remember that? A couple weeks later, we saw on the news where some monkeys didn't escape the truck. And I thought it really wasn't funny, but I just thought it was, I said, Lord, we are living in Jumanji 2025. But I believe that was only a sign as to what's to come. That's why we can't come to church and, oh, I know what's going to happen. And, oh, we finna shout. No, no, no. What is coming? You are going to have to operate in miracle ministry. Look at somebody and say, she's talking about you. She's talking about you. She's talking about you. Talking about you. A lot of this stuff, a lot of these mental illnesses, and it's crazy because my apostle was talking about it this morning. But I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. I said, a lot of this stuff that, well, you know, just look over them. You know, they schizophrenic. Some of this stuff are demons. It's no other way to put it. Everybody's not demon possessed, but some people are. And when you are possessed by demons, it takes over your personality. And a lot of stuff, the church has gotten so weak. Well, you know, don't really say none of them because you know they got a bad attitude. No, you need to get delivered. That's right. Ain't nobody finna be walking on eggshells. When we have the power to cast the devil out. I'm telling y'all right now, let's go to what I say, Galatians 6. But I have to prepare you. That's why anybody this year, and Atlanta is good for, most of these churches in Atlanta ain't going to do nothing. Shout and dance on watch night, not knowing the majority of the people that are shouting and dancing are not even going to live to see 2027. I'm serious. We need to hear the counsel of the Spirit. And I know that there are even people in this ministry that have been affected because of, you know, the SNAP benefits, and that have been affected by different things. But you do know that millionaires are born in economical crisis. You hear me? I said multi-millionaires are born in the midst of crisis. Look at somebody and say, don't nobody owe you nothing. You have the power to get wealth. Tell your neighbor, wake up in here. Say, don't nobody owe you nothing. You have the power to get wealth. Don't nobody owe you no food stamps. Don't nobody owe you nothing. You have the power. See, that's the problem. Don't you know pseudo-Christians are some of the brokest people you'll ever meet? I said pseudo-Christians. You broke because you're looking for God to do what he has already given you the power to accomplish yourself. Listen, you have the same 24 hours in a day as Oprah Winfrey. You have the same 24 as Tyler Perry. You have the same 24 hours a day of the person that you admire. The only difference between them and you, it could be times and seasons. But for some of you, your season been came and you missed it because you were lazy. Y'all don't like this gospel right here. Because it makes us feel good to think my time ain't came. What if God is saying your time came more than once, but you did nothing with it because you were listening? listening to what the enemy told you. You were listening to what your failure said, and you missed that season. But look at your neighbor and prophesy and say, no more missed seasons. I decree that every season of prosperity that you miss, I prophesy that within the next 6 months, the season is coming back around. I need somebody. Did you hear what I said? I said missed seasons are about to come back around. Missed opportunities, missed doors shall come back around. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, let us go. I received that, because the Lord is saying to some of you, your season did come, but you allowed offense to talk you out of it. Let me tell you about the spirit of offense. The spirit of offense is like a cancer. You know, cancer, a lot of times when you first get it, you go to the doctor and they treat it. But then when the cancer comes back, most of the time it's really aggressive and it spreads. Offense is like the second time cancer, because when you offend it, you want everybody that you like to be offended with you. It's a quiet church, but I'm talking. The spirit of offense is like a cancer. And sometimes, watch this, it's not even you offended with people. Sometimes you're offended at God. Because you feel like God didn't do what you needed him to do in the timing that you thought he was going to do it. And so then your speech betrays you. So then everybody you talk to, you have a doubting and unbelieving spirit. And it spreads to the next person. And it spreads to the next person. And before you know it, your whole crew are a bunch of unbelieving believers. Somebody say, Lord, deliver me from the cancer of offense. Oh yeah, the spirit of offense is a real spirit. That's why sometimes people come to church dry and they don't praise them. They ain't praise them because they're mad at somebody else in the room. Yeah, you got real quiet there. But a lot of times we really can't get in the service because we mad, we upset. I text Pastor, she didn't text me back. I don't owe you a text back. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. I don't owe you a text back. It's quiet in here. I don't owe you to answer when you call me. I don't owe you that. As your pastor, you set up a meeting if you need to have a conversation. But this is what I'm saying. The spirit of entitlement. Listen to this. And it's not just with human beings. Y'all be entitled with God. I gave my tithe, so where is my financial miracle? I sow. Okay, you quiet. Go to Malachi 3 and 10. I'm going to change it up a little bit today. Yeah, Malachi 3 and 10. We're going to go right there. I sowed the sacrificial seed. How did they get a new car before me? With your entitled, jealous, envious, coveting self. Look at somebody and say, get free today. See, how you treat people according to your view of God. Well, people say, they didn't speak to me. Don't worry about it. They don't even have a prayer life. So you can't expect for people to acknowledge you who don't acknowledge God. Yeah. You ever met some low-down church folk? Just low-down. I'm talking about just lie on people for no... Just low-down. I guarantee you that's a person that only talks to God when they need something because they've mastered manipulation. Yeah, let's go to Malachi 3 and 10. If you watch people long enough, they will reveal their relationship with the Father. I never forget, I was put in a situation that was kind of weird. And it was a lady that, see how can I word this? But I was put in a situation, matter of fact, I've been put in this situation several times. I've been put in situations to where, you know, I may have to preach somewhere or may have to do something. And so if you just listen to a person talk long enough, they'll reveal their jealousy, etc. And the Lord told me, he said, I'm testing your humility. The last time this happened to me, he said, I'm testing your humility. And y'all, I was boiling on the inside and smiling on the outside. I was annoyed on the inside. I said, God, you are killing every ounce of pride that I have on the inside of me. Sometimes God will put you in situations to reveal you to you, to show you that you're not really where you think you are. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth, you better say amen with your lying, manipulating self. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but what happens in the end, it leads to this. You think you right even when you are wrong. Yeah, that's why you need to read the Bible, because that Bible is a measurer of self. That's why the enemy will let you scroll all night. And the moment you open up your Bible app, there's a sleep that come on your eyeballs. That's because your devotion life is under attack. That y'all ain't saying nothing, but I'm going to help you today. The enemy will let you be on TikTok. He'll let you even be on Pornhub. I'm talking to you. You will be on Jacked and Grindr and everything else all night long. But when it... Why you looking at me like that? But when it comes to the things of God, you ain't got no energy. Look at somebody and say, get your weight up. Get your weight up. You getting everything else up but that Bible. Let's go to the Word. I'm telling you. Yeah. And you wonder why. All right, Malachi 3. Look at somebody and say, get your weight up. Get your weight up. Your faith is under attack because you don't know no Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You think God is mad at you because you've never read that the just shall live by faith. Y'all ain't talking to me in here. Whenever times get hard, you get depressed. I ain't depressed. I'm shouting and dancing because my Bible tells me that the glory of the latter house, it shall be greater than that of the former. Look at somebody and say, get your weight up. Malachi. How did we even get there? But Malachi. Let's see. Malachi.
Watch your tongue.
Ooh. Let's see. Malachi 3:10. Somebody say, I'm going to live by faith. Oh, yeah. I'm going to live by faith. I'm a little by faith. Malachi 3:10. Now, a lot of times we read this and, you know, during tithe and offering, and we're going to give and all that, but something, the Lord was ministering to me about this scripture today, early this morning when I woke up. And the thing about it is that your pastor is a prophet. So I am not like the typical pastor that studies just to preach. Okay, I think that is so boring to just have to study because you have to preach and you got to try to hurry up and find a word because you need a word. I think that is so boring. So, amen. I think that is one of the pros about being a prophet is that I wouldn't feel comfortable just giving you something that I've read just out of obligation or giving you something out of a read book, amen, that God said 12 years ago, amen. So I you better thank God for fresh manna. Amen. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Some of you got a house, but ain't none stored in it. You got a house, but ain't none stored in it because you serve the God of mammon. You serve the dollar. You a slave to money. That's why you ain't gonna never have none. But God is gonna deliver you today. Bring ye all the tithe. The tithe. You don't just money. Okay, so the word tithe means tenth. Somebody say tenth. Come on, somebody say tenth. But when you look at the word tithe, of course you can tithe the money. But the thing about it is that tithing is a principle. And so you can't expect for people that don't tithe money to tithe their time, because tithe is a principle. And if you do it in one area, that principle should apply to every area. And some of you, you don't give no money, but you come every week. But I'm going to get to you as well, because we cannot expect for the spirit of prosperity to invade our lives and you are still a slave to the dollar. Some of you allow your money to tell you what to do. That's why you don't have dominion to tell it what to do. Oh, but God is going to give us dominion over our money. The Lord spoke to me. I'm going to go back to the scripture. But the Lord spoke to me a couple weeks ago, and he said that there was a millionaire's anointing that was hitting my life and those that were connected. I kid you not, last Friday at our official night in Chicago, my apostle said that the Lord woke him up out of his sleep and said that he was shifting the saints from six figures to seven. And the Bible says that out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Somebody say it is so. And some of you maybe say, prophetess, I've never even seen six. Well, I'm telling you right now, God's about to take you from five to six. You better believe that in Jesus' name. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Now, I want to help you right here, because we love to say what is under the old covenant and what's not a part of the new covenant, etc. However, I love the Old Testament because there is so much that we can learn. I look at the Old Testament as books of principle. Amen. And I tell you all the time that God is not respect a person, but he is respect a principle. Amen. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me. And prove me now. And prove me now. The Lord was dealing with me about the "and prove me now" part. I say, God, there are so many people, because I pray for y'all and I call your names out and I be lamenting and wailing and crying and shaking and everything. Me and the Lord just have a really good time. And so the Lord told me, he said, there are many people that are praying to me, but they don't have the faith to prove me. I said, oh my God. He said, I want to prove myself to my people, but they ain't giving me nothing to work with. He said, I want to move on the behalf of my children. How can he bless a business that you ain't never even started? How can he put money in a bank account that you don't even have? How can he put favor on your name and you won't even talk to strangers? I'm talking to your mean broke tail. I don't talk to people unless I know them. That's your problem. Everybody you know struggling too. But what you believe in God for, it's going to take somebody that you don't know, somebody that you don't have an alliance with, to open a door. Who am I talking to in this room today? He said, prove me. Prove me. Y'all are some of the most delusional people I've ever seen before in my life. You shout off of the chant, I believe God. But if I was to pass you the mic and ask you, what are you believing God for? You would stutter because you don't know. If I gave you the microphone and said, what is it that you're believing God? Well, I don't know. I got No, you ain't ready. Because when you really believe God to do something, that thing is locked in your belly. Who am I talking to? When you believe God to do something, it's on your mind. You dream about it. Oh my God. Look at somebody and say, it's time to prove him. It's time to prove him. Oh. And prove me now. Whew. Somebody say, now faith. Come on, somebody say, now faith. Some of you had faith for what God did years ago. God bless me with a house. God bless me with an apartment. God bless me with a job. God did this. And everything that I hear y'all say is what God did. And that tells me that you ain't employed your faith in the now. But I believe that I'm talking to some people that say, when I leave here, I'm going to be a decreeing and declaring fool because I'm about to employ my now faith. Somebody say, now faith. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord's, hey. The Bible says, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh God, I love your word. Saith the Lord of hosts. Listen to this. If I will not, watch this now. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, Elder Trey, we fresh out of convocation. Listen, I've been to two convocations. Baby, let me tell you something. I feel like I can fly. Because convocation is to activate and stir and to edify the saints. The convocation ain't for sinners. The revival can be for y'all, but the convocation is for the saints. Somebody say amen. Listen to this. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out. Somebody say this season is personal. Come on, say it again. Say this season is personal. Watch this, T. Wake up now. Amen. And I will open you the window of heaven and pour you out what a blessing. A blessing. God can do one thing that'll shift everything in your life. God can open one door that'll shift your financial status for eternity. Who am I talking to in here? One thing. And pour you out a blessing. Watch this. That there shall not be room enough to receive it. Meaning that one blessing is gonna attract so much till you don't even have room. You're gonna have to share it with other people. See, some of y'all want money just to buy houses and cars and stuff. You can scam and do that. Come on now, this Atlanta, come on. This CPN nation. All right. I'm too scary, so I ain't doing none of it. But, you know, it is what it is. Listen, if I can't get it with my name, don't even worry about it. We're going to believe God. Amen. Look at somebody say, I'm out here believing God. Amen. But watch this, y'all. Watch this. I'm almost done. And there should not be room enough to receive it. Can I prophesy to you? I know it may be tight right now. Hear me as a prophet of God. It's tight right now. The world is in chaos. Nobody don't know nothing that's going on. But I'm telling you right now. God is pulling the strings of Donald Trump's heart. I know you don't like him. This ain't about your personal feelings. This is the prophetic word of the Lord. God is pulling the strings of that man's heart, and what's to come after this season, it's going to make sense. See, God will use somebody wicked to bless the saints. That's why you got to be careful who you put your mouth on. Look at somebody and say, watch your mouth. Watch this. And I will rebuke. I see glory. The devourer for your name's sake. Okay. I say, I will rebuke the devourer. Hold on, let me go back. I rebuke the devourer. Watch this. For your sake. Listen to this. We get churchy. For your name's sake. The Bible says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. I need you to get that in your spirit. I will rebuke that demon that comes to eat up your harvest. that comes to eat up every dime you get. You know, when a car about to get paid off, everything start happening to it. Car starts smoking. Anybody ever been there before? Let me tell you, you know you've been in the struggle before. Or maybe, you know, whatever. But when you got to pull over, the car be running hot, and you got to pull over and put some water in it so that you can get to your destination. And then you take it to the shop somewhere and let them do whatever. Then a couple weeks later, something else wrong with it. And before you, see, let me tell you something. Some of y'all be putting up with, you got to start rebuking that devourer. When stuff start happening just to eat up your money and eat up your savings and cause you to max out your credit card, the devil is a liar. The enemy will send things to eat up your harvest. And here you go talking about, well, the car is old. Let me tell you something, baby. I told my car, I'm about to buy a new one soon, but I told my car, I said, you're going to work for as long as I need you to work. I said, and I'm going to get me another one, but I'm not going to get it because this one is broke down. Y'all better hear me. You got to start. You got to learn how to speak to that engine in your car. You got to, oh my God. You better learn how to speak to that refrigerator. Come on here. Quit spending money. Watch this. Sometimes you don't even realize your money is under attack, but you keep giving, 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 giving. Spending, 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 spending. Watch this. And then when you really need it, you don't have it because it devoured and ate it all up. I curse the devourer off of your money. Somebody say it is so. Let's see. My computer didn't die. Amen. Somebody get it for me. Malachi, I think, what verse is I on? I think the 11th verse. Somebody get it for me. Yes.
Your crops will be abundant.
Your crops are going to... Some of you, hear me. I got to... You got to stop being a dummy. Listen, I'm serious. You got to stop being a dummy. This ain't no abracadabra could do. This ain't none of that. This is principle. This is faith. And God moves. How you believe in God for an abundance of crops and for a seed that you ain't never sowed? Look at somebody say, stop being a dummy. Tell them, stop being a dummy. How you looking for a harvest and you ain't never put no crops in? You ain't never put no seed in the ground. What's wrong with you? Keep reading.
For I will guard them from insects and disease.
Uh-huh.
Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's armies.
Mm-hmm.
Then all nations will call you blessed.
Then all nations. Somebody say all nations.
All nations.
Come on, somebody say all nations.
All nations.
Will call you blessed. Listen, before God can trust you with great influence, you got to be okay with being hated by small-minded people. Y'all don't want to hear me, but I'm talking. I'm teaching real good. You got to be okay with being hated by small-minded people. You know, people who ain't never done nothing are the most critical of everything because they have nothing for us to measure. Y'all know Dominion. They done been in several buildings. But you're a pastor with nobody following.
Hello.
So we're not the same. Okay. Keep reading. Yeah. See, stop letting people do you like that. People will try to measure you, and then when you inspect their fruit, there's nothing to expect because there are no fruit. You only got a certification. Well, you didn't graduate high school, so we're not the same. It's quiet in here. Why you got that type of car? You don't have one. Well, why are you friends with them? Nobody likes you. so we're not the same. Stop letting people come for you and then you start feeling bad about your situation because of what an idiot said. With no fruit. You go to that church where your pastor is a pedophile. And my pastor prays. We're not the same. Oh, it's a quiet church in here. Because see, when you start letting all that stuff get in your spirit, you start rethinking the church you go to. You start rethinking the job that you have. You start rethinking your gifts and your talents. You got to learn how to talk back to the devil and tell him to shut the hell up. Somebody say, shut up, devil. Keep reading.
For your land will be such a delight, says the Lord.
For your land will be such a delight. My apostle released a prophetic word over me, and I knew it was God because the Lord had been dealing with me about getting into real estate. The Lord had been dealing with me about going back to my home and buying cash homes and flipping them, etc. The Lord had been dealing with me about real estate. Hear me when I tell you prophetically. God is about to give the righteous land because the buying of land represents dominion. The buying of land and properties. Hear me. There's a man by the name of, I believe, Apostle Johnny Washington from New York. Apostle Johnny Washington got a whole theater for $1. Prophet Rico, somebody say $1. Y'all, the theater is still up, alive, and running. Now, they need some power up in there. But anyway, it's still up, alive, and running. And he paid $1. See, the saints had faith. They had the people, and they believed that God was going to get them a building. The people believed it. $1, and many years later, the building is still up and thriving. He got the deed for $1. The Lord told me, he said, supernatural acquisition is about to hit the land for the saints. Some of y'all don't believe it because you so stuck in poverty, so you can't believe it. But here's, and it's okay. I have to teach you out. I got to teach you out of that realm of poverty. Again, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. God says supernatural acquisition is coming to the saints. It's a true story. So this was probably about a month and a half ago, and I had made a decision to do something. And so when we got to the place, and this is a true story, some people were with me, and we got there, and we was getting ready to do business. Now, matter of fact, we had already done it. And so the lady was like, you know, huh, here's excess and all this. And I kid you not, and I know they was looking at me like, this lady is crazy, like this lady. The Lord told me, he said, this is not it. All them people that was with me, I said, y'all gather this stuff that's here. I can't do this because the Lord told me to. Now, the lady told me they finna get lawyers and all that. I told Pastor E, I said, first of all, she lying. She just saying it to try to intimidate me. I said, but I don't care nothing about it. I can't do this. Tell them folk, I'm going to pay them because they came. It's a true story. I paid them because they came to do a job, but the Holy Ghost told me, don't do it. I said, now, Lord, what are you doing? Watch this. The Lord told me and he assured me. He said, because you obeyed my voice in spite of how it looked, he said, watch me give you land that you won't have to pay for. God told me that. Watch this. And it may never even be in Atlanta. I don't care if it's in Australia. I'm going to take it. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hear me. There are sometimes you are in a season of sowing. Watch this. Sometimes you even have to sow faith.
That's
right. See, sowing isn't always about money because I've mastered that realm. $1,000 here, $10,000. Man, I looked at my account the other day. I said, golly. Because all I do is so. Minus. But listen, the Lord told me, he said, you've mastered the realm of sowing. There's nothing that God can't ask me or my leader, whoever, if I believe the voice of God and I don't sow it. I've mastered the realm of sowing. He said, but in this season, I need you to sow faith. I need you to, how do you sow faith? Obeying God even when you don't understand his method. That's a seed of faith. Seed of faith. When God is preparing you for something you've never had before, you'll do things that you've never done before. Sowing is a principle. I told God for the rest of my life, I said, Lord, I never want to be attached to money, because as quick as it comes, you know, when you get your check, it's already spent. Quit playing with me. As quick as it comes. That's why some of you don't believe God to even tithe, because you don't have the faith to do it. You got the money. If you get a check, you got the money to give 10%. If you get whatever, child support, anything, you have the money. You just don't have the faith to do it continuously. Prove me. Try me. Try me. God is saying, every hand lifted in this room. Every hand lifted. It's time for you to employ your faith. It's time for you to believe God for something that you can't do in your own strength. It's time for you to prove God to be the God that he said that he is. But you can't be so attached to stuff. I'm somebody, I would get attached to stuff, attached to clothes, attached to purses, attached to nice things that I bought. And this is a season where God is saying, you can't be attached. God told me today, he said, what if I tell you to give it all away? I said, great God, Jehovah. He said, what? Y'all, this right here is a nice bag, ain't it? That's a nice bag. I said, God, now I give some of it away. I said, but he said, what if I told you to give it all away? And you know what I told him? I said, I'll trust you, because I came to Atlanta with nothing, and God gave me everything. So if he told me to give everything that I bought away, nice stuff, $8,000 for, if he told me to give away, guess what? I'll do it. Because you can't be attached to stuff.
That's right.
Because if you get attached to stuff, you're telling God that I admire this more than what it is that you desire to give me. And that's when you've made things an idol. I say, God, whatever you tell me to give away, I'll do it. Whatever you tell me to give up, I'll do it. Because you're the author. Whoo, and the finisher. Everything that I have, God gave it to me. I went to college 2 years. I didn't finish because the college closed. And when the college closed, it was so much warfare to try to get accepted. Now I have certifications, different things like that concerning what I do business-wise. But listen to this. Everything that I have, God gave it. God taught me how to start a business. Did nobody teach me that? God told me how to do it. That's why I have one of the most reputable coaching practices. Somebody emailed me this morning. Saying they'll pay any amount of money for one-on-one sessions with me. Why? Because God taught me how to build a business. I went to school. Man, they don't teach you nothing. When you go to school, that stuff you learn in a few more years, the world didn't evolve. This stuff not even applicable no more. That's why you have to keep educating yourself. Some of you, God is asking for sacrifices, but will you give it to him? Let me tell you, I'm saying right now, if you stingy with your money, you stingy with everything. Because money has no value in heaven, y'all. If the streets are made with gold, that means money only means something to us on earth. But if the Father lives on the inside of us, Then why is money the warfare of the believer? It's oxymoronic. God, these are your people. I've preached and taught what you've told me to, Father. And I decree that every person that is connected to me, some will be left behind, but there are others that will go with me. There are those that will go to me with me to a wealthy place. There are those that are going with me to a realm of wealth and prosperity, not a physical place, but this thing is spiritual. Father, I thank you that you're increasing their faith even now. Yes, Lord. For your word says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So, Father, increase their faith now. What they did not have the faith to believe you for prior, I decree that they will have the faith to believe you for it now. And it is so. Everybody clap your hands and say, I have now faith. Come on, say, I have now faith. Come on, say it. I have now faith. One more time, I have now faith. Amen. I want us to, amen, it is 5:58. We started a